Four very different players all sharing the same dream to relieve our machine of this precious jackpot counter. Will anyone succeed today? Let's find out on Tipping Point. Hello and welcome to Tipping Point. Let's meet the four players all hoping to win thousands today.
I'm Vanessa. I'm a police officer from Dorset.
I'm Michael, a retired printer from Gateshead.
I'm Emily. I'm a hypnotherapist from Milton Keynes.
I'm Wayne, a sports student from Northampton.
Good luck to all of you. Let's play Tipping Point. In round one, you each start with three counters. Questions are on the buzzer. If you buzz in and give me a correct answer, you have a choice to make. You either choose to play one of your counters into the machine. The machines are not quite ready to pay out yet. You can get one of your opponents to play one of theirs instead. Most of the counters you get out of the machine will be worth £50 to your score. That includes the mystery counters, which of course come with a bonus prize. But also nestled in our machine are two double counters. If one of those falls for you, it doubles the value of your drop. As always, the person in last place at the end of the round will be eliminated from the game. They'll be going home with absolutely nothing. So keep your eyes on those double counters because they can change everything. Hands on your buzzers, here comes your first question. FIFA and UEFA are governing bodies in which, Emily?
Football.
Which sport? Yes, very well done, Emily. Beat our sports student to that one.
That's embarrassing.
Well, impressive. Would you like to play or pass?
I will pass.
Who are you going to pass to, Vanessa, Michael or Wayne?
Vanessa, please.
Right then, Vanessa, you get to start. Where are you going to go?
Drop zone three, please.
Got your eye on that double counter.
Double counter already.
Let's light up drop zone three. Has Emily made a mistake? Or was she right to pass, Vanessa? Let's see what we can get with the first drop. When you're ready, bang it in there. Oh, over the left-hand side. A bit too far away from the double, maybe. What about that mystery counter? Go on. Yeah. And the tipping point. Oh, you got one.
Oh, hanging.
Well done. Better than absolutely nothing. £50 across the tipping point. You're off the mark. Let's take that from the machine and put it into your bank, Vanessa. £50 with two counters left to play. Well done. Next question. The Oval Office is situated in the West Wing. Michael.
White House.
Of which US government building? It is indeed White House. Michael, would you like to play or would you like to pass?
I'd like to play, please, Ben.
Where are you going?
Drop zone three, please.
Fire up drop zone three, please. Michael going to get his hands on that double. There we go. Oh, a similar place. What do you think, Michael?
Go on, go on, go on.
No, unfortunately not. So one in, nothing out. Michael, you're down to two counters. Next question. The traditional bingo call, clickety-click, refers to which number? Wayne.
66.
Yes! It's almost like you're trying to count to it then.
Yeah.
Clickety-click, 66. Wayne, would you like to play or pass?
Play, please.
Where are you going to go?
Drop zone three.
Light up drop zone three for Wayne. Straight in, no hanging around. Ooh, what do we think of that one, Wayne?
Good ride, hopefully
looks
not.
Good, looks good.
Oh, you got that down, they're down. They're yours. Well done, you got the double now. Keep an eye on this, you can collect some more now. There's one there. This is... Everything will be doubled, you get now. Yes! Well done, Wayne. Very good indeed. There's four counters across the tipping point, which is £200, of course. But sitting there very nicely is that double counter, so we can put another £200. Let's double it up. Which means at the end of your go, you've got yourself £400. Let's take that from the machine and put it into your bank. That puts you way out in the lead, Wayne, with £400. Well done. Next question. Appendicitis is inflammation of which, Wayne?
The appendix.
Of which part of the human body? Yep, it is the appendix now. Do you want to play or would you want to pass?
No, I'll play again, please, Ben. I'll stay in drop zone three, please.
Load up drop zone three, please. Ooh, ricochet drop. A nice settle, though. Have you got a couple there?
Might get a few, maybe. No, I don't think so.
What do you think?
Yes!
Yes. When you say you don't think so.
Yeah.
Wayne, very well done. That's eight across the tipping point, which is another £400. That's a lovely drop. Let's take that from the machine and put it into your bank. You now have £800 with one counter left to play. Next question. In which hemisphere is the Aurora Australis? Wayne.
Southern hemisphere.
Sometimes visible, it is the southern hemisphere. Yep. So you've got one counter left. Wayne, do you want to play or pass?
I'm going to play. Mm-hmm. I'll play drop zone three again, please.
OK, slide up drop zone three. Top shelf doesn't look too bad. Bottom shelf's a bit empty.
Yeah.
Is that where you wanted it?
I could have done with a bit more in the middle. Would have been helpful.
Oh,
a bit of a waste.
So, Wayne, nothing for that one. You've got yourself £800. However, you have used up all three of your counters, so for the time being, you're out of the round. Next question. The clarinet belongs to which family of instruments? Emily.
Wind.
Yep, I can accept that. Wind or woodwind.
Thank you.
Do you want to play or pass?
I will play drop zone two, please.
OK, let's load up drop zone two. Let's get you some money here, Emily. Little ghost drop. Just holds on to it. Yeah, we've got a couple over now. Can we get anything in the wind zone?
Yay.
We can. Four across the tipping point. Well done. £200 for those four. Let's take it from the machine and put it into your bank. You're off the mark as well. £200 with two counters left to play. Well done.
Thank you.
Next question. The anchovy is a type of what? Emily.
Fish.
Yes, it is a type of fish. Well done. Do you want to play or pass?
I'll play drop zone three, please.
OK, let's load up drop zone three. Wayne set drop zone three, top shelf, right up. One part where they're not.
I wanted it the other side.
There you go, OK. And that's another five. Well done, Emily. Yeah, they fell for you in the end. Five across the tipping point, £250. Let's take it from the machine and put it into your bank. So, Emily, you're up to £450 now with one counter left to play. Next question. The RAF 617 Squadron Dambusters. Michael.
Red arrows.
Red arrows? Goodness me. I'll give you the rest of the question, Michael. I think you got a bit excited then, didn't you? The RAF 617 Squadron Dambusters raid took place during which international conflict was what I was going to ask. Did you know the answer?
World War II.
Yeah, you would have got it if you'd waited a little bit longer, Michael. I'm sorry, because that's wrong. We have to take a counter from you. That goes into the penalty pot. You'll all be playing for that at the end of the round. Michael, you're down to your last counter now. We need to use it very wisely, because there's nothing in the bank. Next question. Money Never Sleeps was the subtitle of the 2010 sequel to which 1987 film starring Michael Douglas? Emily.
Wall Street.
Yep, that's right. So, do you want to use your last one or do you want to pass?
I'll play drop zone three, please.
Fire up drop zone three, please. It's got to be middle or left. Middle or left. Could be good.
Yep.
We'll shift a few of those. Yep, yep, yep. Just the one to add.
Yeah.
It's a bit too much of a gap, wasn't there, along the tipping point? Nothing else is going to go. So £50 for you with your last drop. Let's take that from the machine and put it into your bank. Emily, you've got £500. Like Wayne, though, you've used all three of your counters, so you're out of the round. Just Vanessa and Michael left in. Michael, you've got one counter. Vanessa, you've got two. Next question. A paediatrician specialises... Vanessa.
It's children, Ben.
In the medical treatment of which group of people? Yes, you're absolutely right. Well done, Vanessa. So, would you like to play or pass?
I will play drop zone one, I think, for change, Ben, please.
OK, let's light up drop zone one, please. And bring that other double into play, Vanessa. Oh, nope. Yeah, OK.
One.
Well done, Vanessa. You got another one. Working hard for that at £50 across the tipping point. We take it from the machine and put it into a bank. You're up to £100 with one counter left. Next question. Which UK supermarket sells and produces the Be Good To Yourself range? Michael.
Tesco.
It's not Michael. It's Sainsbury's. So we have to steal a counter from you. That's your last counter. That goes into the penalty pot. Michael, that's all three of your counters gone. Nothing in the bank, so for the time being, you're out of the round. Just Vanessa left in. Vanessa, because it is just you, you don't need to use your buzzer. You do need to give me the correct answer to this question to put that counter into the machine. You need to do it in the allotted time as well, so if you're not sure, try and have a guess. Here we go, Vanessa. Quasimodo is a central character in which Victor Hugo classic novel?
Notre Dame.
Notre Dame wasn't the original title. It was Notre Dame de Paris I could have accepted, or I could have accepted The Hunchback of Notre Dame, but just Notre Dame on its own, I'm afraid I can't accept. So I'm afraid we have to steal a counter from you. That goes into the penalty pot. So, Vanessa, you've got yourself £100. Now, your last counter has gone. So, as things stand, Wayne is out in the lead with £800. Emily has £500. Vanessa, £100. Michael has nothing in the bank. But it's not over. There are now three counters in the penalty pot. All up for grabs as I ask one more question. If you buzz in and give me the correct answer to this question, you put all three counters into the machine. If you buzz in and give me the wrong answer, you will be frozen out. Michael, this is your last chance. Try and make it through. You need to try and give me the correct answer if you can. Good luck, everybody. Here comes your penalty pot question. What is the only month of the year to begin with the letter S? Vanessa.
September.
Well done, Vanessa. All three are yours. She was too quick for you, I'm afraid, Michael.
Yeah.
That means you're going to be going home. Vanessa, you've got three to put in. Where would you like to start?
I'll try drop zone one again, please, Ben.
Fire up drop zone one, please. Down. Okay, there's a couple. Nice flip. Okay, three to get started. £150 across the tipping points. Two more to put in.
A drop zone two, I'll go for this time.
Fire up drop zone two now, please. Smooth the drop. You got it down. Yeah. Get some more here. Nice broad shove.
Oh,
another one. Another £50. So we're edging up to £200 now in the machine. And you've got one more counter to put in.
Drop zone two again, please.
Load it up, please. Got to get something over that top shelf. Let's make this worth it. What do you think?
Could be. Hopefully
could be, could
pushes
be, could
it a bit
be.
To the right.
Yeah, and they need to go to three. You're going to get them? Yes, well done. Another four, Vanessa, across the tipping point, another £200. So it means after the penalty pot, you finished up with £400. Let's take that from the machine and put it into your bank. And that puts you on £500. So at the end of the round, Wayne is out in the lead with £800. Both Emily and Vanessa have £500. Michael, I'm afraid with nothing in the bank, we have found your tipping point. Thanks for playing.
Thank you.
So join us after the break to see which of today's three remaining players will win through to our head-to-head and a shot at our £10,000 jackpot. See you in a bit. Welcome back to Tipping Point, where Vanessa, Emily and Wayne have survived to play in round two. In this round, they'll each have 30 seconds to answer as many questions as possible. As before, any counters that come out are worth £50, with the exception, of course, of the bonus double counter. There is one left in there. The player with the lowest score at the end of the round will be leaving the game with absolutely nothing. Wayne, you are our leader after round one, so it's your choice. Would you like to play first, or would you like to ask one of the girls to go?
I'm going to play first, please, Ben.
30 seconds for you then, Wayne. Every time you give me a correct answer, I'll give you another counter to put into the machine. If you don't know the answer, just say pass, and we'll move on as quickly as possible.
Okay.
Ready?
Yeah.
30 seconds for Wayne. Your time starts now. Northern Ireland's Rory McIlroy is a famous name in which sport?
Golf.
Correct. Who was the British Prime Minister at the end of the first decade of the 21st century?
Tony Blair.
Gordon Brown. Who directed the films A History of Violence, Naked
Pass.
Lunch and The Flight? David Cronenberg. In the Winnie the Pooh stories, what type of creature is a heffalump?
Pass.
An elephant. A style of cooking known as teppanyaki originates from which country?
Japan.
Correct. Used in aircraft, which instrument is used to measure the height above sea level?
Pass.
Altimeter. What word is both the name of a London borough and a slang term for hair?
Pass.
Barnet.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Only got two, but you've got a nice lead and you can do some serious damage with two counters in the right place. Where are you going to go?
Drop zone one, please.
Light it up, please. So right between one and two, there's a nice cluster on the edge.
Whoa! Rolled.
Might bring the double into play, but I'm not sure that's going to help you.
No.
It's flat.
Yep. It is flat. Okay, come on now.
A few more.
A couple.
Yep, two across the tipping point. That's £100. And you've got one more to put in, Wayne.
Drop zone one. Again, please, Ben.
Light it up, please. Again. OK, if we get that silver one over, that might help. Is it going to work?
I don't
think
so.
Yes.
I don't think it'll push anything off the bottom shelf.
There you go. Can we get close enough to it? Oh, Wayne!
Set it up nicely.
You have done exactly that. £100, though, so let's take that from the machine and put it into your bank. It may well be enough to see you through to the head-to-head. As it is, you've got yourself £900. Well done.
Thank you.
So, Vanessa and Emily, you both have £500. Emily, by virtue of the fact that you answered the first question correctly between the two of you in the last round, that means you get to choose whether you'd like to go now or whether you'd like to pass to Vanessa.
I'll go now, please.
Funny, that. 30 seconds for Emily. Your time starts now. Cowboy, pillbox and beret are all stars of which fashion accessory?
Hats.
Correct. Niall Horan and Harry Styles are members of which boy band?
One Direction.
Correct. What do the initials MG stand for in the name of the car badge?
I don't know, pass.
Morris Garages. The name of which special administrative region of China is commonly abbreviated to HK?
Hong Kong.
Correct. In 2010, which of the famous Minogue sisters gave birth to a son called Ethan?
Pass.
Danny. Born in 1964, what is the first name of the Earl of Wessex?
Pass.
Edward. Right then, three counters. Emily.
Okay.
You need to put as much distance between yourself and Vanessa as possible. If you catch Wayne, then you're going through. Where would you like to start?
I'll have drop zone two, please.
Light up drop zone two, please. Eight counters draws you level with Wayne. Interesting.
OK, yeah, I'm happy with that.
You're happy with that?
Yeah.
Let's see.
Ooh.
Still happy with it?
No.
No. OK, you set it up nicely, though, so you've got two more to put in. You need to make sure you get something out. Emily, where are you going to go?
Two again, please.
Fire up drop zone two. Moving. Oh, yes, 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 that'll be better.
Yeah,
yeah. That's much better.
Oh, yeah, yep, that's good.
Come on, then.
Oh! I thought it might be more, must admit.
Emily, four across the tipping point, £200. You have one more to put in.
I'll have drop zone two again, I think.
Let's go with drop zone two again. Please let it up. Four more will draw you level with Wayne. OK, it's going to be tight. Could do it. Four.
Yeah.
Oh!
Yay,
well
good.
Done.
Great.
Emily, that's another seven across the tipping point. Another £350. £550 you finish with. Let's put it into your bank. That puts you on £1,050. That means you're through to the head-to-head. Well done.
Excellent. Thank you.
So, Vanessa, we come to you. You ready?
Yes.
30 seconds, please. Your time starts now. In the cartoon The Simpsons, what is the name of Marge and Homer's only son?
Pass.
Bart. Which of the Nobel Prizes is the only one presented at a ceremony in Norway?
Peace.
Correct. The adjective leporine refers to which member of the rabbit family?
Hare.
Correct. Amsterdam is the constitutional capital of which European country?
Belgium.
Holland. Oh. In world finance, the abbreviation IMF stands for International Monetary what?
Fund.
Correct. Well done, Vanessa. Three. You got that one in just on the buzzer. So, three chances. You need eight counters to draw level with Wayne. Where are you going to go?
I'm going to try drop zone one and get the double counter over Ben.
Let's do that. Light it up. I like your positivity. There's a lot on the edge. Is there eight there, though, Vanessa? Three well-placed counters could be enough. What are we going to do here?
No.
It's going to split them, maybe.
Get it.
OK, your first one in. It's a nice setup.
Drop zone one again, please.
Fire up, please. What do you think, Vanessa?
Could push it, edge it a little bit towards.
Coming out. Oh, this might be good. Oh, wow. Well done, Wayne. I think that means you're going home.
Yeah.
Vanessa, you needed nine to make it through to the head-to-head. That's 13 counters. Very well done, £650. And you have one more to put in.
One again, please, Ben.
Load up drop zone one, please. The double is very close now, Vanessa.
To the left.
Ooh. Could do it.
Face down.
Silver one going to go.
Oh.
Yes. Oh. Coming for the double. It's coming for you.
Oh.
Oh. Just shaped it up nicely, but it's staying there. The damage has certainly been done. Let's take that £650 from the machine and put it into your bank. And at the end of the round, that has changed everything. Vanessa is now our leader with £1,150. Emily, you are through with £1,050. Wayne, I'm afraid with £900, we have found your tipping point. Thanks for playing.
Thanks so much.
So it's Vanessa and Emily who'll be going head-to-head after the break for the right to play for our £10,000 jackpot. See you in a couple of minutes. Welcome back to Tipping Point, where just two players remain, Vanessa and Emily. Very well done to both of you. It's time to find out which of our contestants will be taking on the machine for our £10,000 jackpot. In this round, you're both going to be asked three questions alternately. On your question, you can choose to answer, or you can pass it to your opponent. If you give me the correct answer, you put the counter into the machine. If you give me a wrong answer, your opponent puts the counter into the machine. Whoever has the most money at the end of this round will be today's winner, and we'll be playing for £10,000. So there is only £100 in it, but Vanessa, it's an important £100 because it means you have the choice. Would you like control of the machine and take the first question, or would you like Emily to have it?
I'll take the first question, please, Ben.
OK. First question for you, Vanessa. What was the name of the fairy in the 1980s animated television series Willow the Wisp? You can pass this.
I'll pass it, please.
Straight away, no problems there. What about you, Emily? Vanessa's not sure.
Tinkerbell.
Gone with Tinkerbell. Let's find out. Is the answer Tinkerbell? It was Mavis Cruett, originally voiced by Kenneth Williams. OK. Vanessa, you get the counter. You pass it well to Emily, so let's see if we can get you some more money. Where are you going to go?
I'll go for Drop Zone 1. Try and get the double counter over, please, Ben.
Light up Drop Zone 1, please.
Too far right.
Might be. Get that silver one over, see where it falls. Going sort of left, isn't it? You want some lateral on this. You nudged it ever closer. Two across the tipping point. It's £100. You extend your lead. Let's take that from the machine and put it into your bank. You now have £1,250 to Emily's £1,050. Emily, we come to you for your first question. In tennis, if deuce is called, what is the combined score of both players? You can pass it if you're not sure.
I'm just going to guess. I'm going to say 40.
You're going to say 40?
Yeah.
OK. Vanessa, do you play tennis?
I don't play, but I've watched a little bit. My son plays. I will go for 60.
Emily, you've said 40. You could have passed it. Is it 40? It's 80, actually.
Oh.
40 to 40 is juice. So it's 80. So, Emily, you could have passed it. Not to worry.
Yeah.
Vanessa, great steal by you. Where are you going to go?
Drop zone one again, please, Ben.
Light it up. Here we go then, Vanessa. Let's see. Is it going to come out this time? Could be.
To the left.
Is it just going to slide past it, maybe? Be okay. Push that silver onto it.
No.
Three across the tipping point.
So close.
£150. Very, very close to the double, but the double stays in. Let's take that from the machine and put it into your bank. You extend your lead. You're now up to £1,400 to Emily's £1,050. OK, Vanessa, we come to you for your second question. Which TV chef famously taught viewers how to boil an egg in a 1998 book, How to Cook?
Delia Smith.
No problems with that. Emily's nodding as well. You'd have said the same thing.
Yeah.
Was it Delia who taught us how to cook an egg? Yes, it was. So, Vanessa, another go for you.
Yes, it's got to be Drop Zone 1 again, please, Ben.
Light up Drop Zone 1. Can you get your hands on it? Just
right.
Is it going to do it?
Ah.
Ooh, OK. Is there some movement on that? They're not moving, I'm afraid, Vanessa. So, you have £1,400. Emily, you're £350 down, but we come to you for your second question. Flying Without Wings and Seasons in the Sun were number one hits for which Irish boy band? Can pass this.
I'm going to play.
OK, you're going to play. What are you thinking?
It's going to be one of probably two. Boyzone was too long ago. So I think it's going to be Westlife.
Let's find out. Is the answer Westlife? Yes!
Yay.
Well done, Emily. You worked out brilliantly. Right then, let's get a counter in this machine.
Okay.
Seven draws your level. That double's sitting there nicely. Where are you going to go?
Drop zone one, please.
Light up drop zone one, please. The top shelf looks good. Let's get a nice settle.
I'll get that double.
Yeah. Okay. Get a few of those over. You've got a chance. There's one gone in front of two.
Yeah.
Is this going to go?
Hopefully. Yeah.
Oh, it is.
Not with many others, but...
So Emily needed seven to draw a level. That's four across the tipping point, which is £200. But you got the double. Let's double it up. Add another £200. And that £400, when we take it from the machine and put it into your bank, means you now have the lead.
Okay.
£1,450 to you, £1,400 to Vanessa. And we come to Vanessa for your third and final question. This is very, very close. Which chemical element that is used in light bulb filaments has the highest melting point of any metallic element? You can pass it, of course.
I'm going to take a risk and say mercury, Ben, please.
OK. Emily, what would you have said?
Yeah, I'd have said mercury.
You'd have said mercury as well. Were you right to back yourself, Vanessa? Or should you have passed it? Is the answer mercury? It's tungsten. Vanessa, goodness me, it was a risk that you took and it hasn't paid off. Emily, it's a great opportunity for you now. It's a fantastic steal. You can put something in and extend your lead. Where would you like to put the counter?
Drop zone one, please.
Light up drop zone one, please. It's looking quite barren, but there's a few there.
Yeah, I've got those ones to tip over that edge there. Oh, that's looking good.
Silver one, going to go for you.
Yep.
Can we extend the lead? Yes, we can. Yes. Well done. Three across the tipping point, Emily.
Thank you.
Well done indeed. £150. Let's take that from the machine and put it into your bank. Your lead is now £200 over Vanessa. And we come to you for your third and final question. At the Battle of Trafalgar, Admiral Nelson commanded which British naval flagship? You can pass this.
Oh, gosh. I'm going to play it.
OK.
And I'll say the Cutty Sark.
Vanessa, did you know?
Yes.
What would you have said?
HMS Victory.
You would have said HMS Victory.
Yes.
Emily, is it the Cutty Sark for the last counter? Is that the right answer?
No.
It was the HMS Victory. So if you'd passed it, Vanessa would have got it anyway.
Yeah, so.
So look, here we go, Vanessa. £200 in it. Four counters. To draw level with Emily and force sudden death. Five counters and you're playing for £10,000. Where are you going to go?
Drop zone four and hope it goes to the left.
First time today. Let's light it up, please. Desperately need to try and get four out if we can. Kind of in the middle. Can we get something or is it going to split them?
Split them.
Vanessa! They are remaining pretty steady, so the scores stay as they were. Today's winner is Emily. Very well done to you, Emily.
Thank you.
Vanessa, you gave it a cracking shot, but I'm afraid with £1,400, we have found your tipping point. Thank you for playing.
Thank you, Ben. I've enjoyed myself.
Emily, well done. Absolutely brilliant. In a few moments, I'm going to ask you to put our jackpot counter, this one right here, into the machine. It's just a little bit bigger, but it's a whole lot better, because if you can get it out again, you're going to go home with £10,000.
Yep.
Can Emily master the machine by finding its £10,000 tipping point? We'll find out after the break. Welcome back to the final part of Tipping Point. Emily is our winner today. Emily, very well done. You've managed to get yourself £1,600, which is lovely.
Yeah.
But £10,000 would be really rather glorious, wouldn't it?
It would.
What would you like to do with the money if you were to win it?
I have a friend that lives in New York, and I've not seen her for about 3 years.
Oh, wow.
And she's going to have twins in the next couple of months.
Goodness me.
So when she's all settled down, I'd like to go and visit her.
Fingers crossed we can make that happen for you, Emily. It's time to find out now whether Emily's going to win our £10,000 jackpot. In a few moments, I'm going to ask you to put our jackpot counter into the machine. If you want to go home with £10,000, all you need to do is get it out again. Here's how you're going to do it. I'm going to show you six question categories. For each category, you can choose to play one, two or three counters into the machine. The more counters you play for, the harder the question will be, but of course, the more counters you win, the easier it should be to get the jackpot counter out. Don't manage to do that, you could still get £50 for every counter that falls for you during the same game. What we really want, though, is for you to leave with £10,000. So, where would you like to put your jackpot counter?
Drop zone 4, please.
OK, let's load up drop zone 4, please. It's only been used once so far during the whole show, so this is the one we want to get down there, Emily. Get your timing right on this one.
A bit too soon. Oh, no, it has...
Not ideal, that. Riding. Oh. Interesting timing on that, Emily.
Yeah.
Came down, you got it down, but unfortunately, it's ridden up. Having said that, we've seen them go in like that in the past.
Right.
You have to work quite hard and get enough counters. You've just got to surf over that top shelf and we can get it flat. OK, let's take a look at the endgame subjects. We have food and drink, flags, human body, literature, sport and television. You can take them in any order you like, so when you're ready, if you'd like to give me your first subject and for how many counters.
OK, I'm not very good at sport questions. Well, I got the football question right earlier.
You did.
But I'm going to go to sport, get it out of the way.
Yeah.
I'm going to go for three.
Right, we might as well. Let's light up sport for three counters, please. Magic Johnson and Shaquille O'Neal famously played which sport? You're smiling.
Yes, I know it.
Basketball, American football or baseball?
I was thinking basketball, but now I think it's baseball. Magic Johnson, because I thought he was really tall. I'm going to go for my original thought, which was basketball.
Should we light it up?
Yes, please.
We're going to take basketball, please. Should we find out?
Yes.
Is the answer basketball? Yes, of course it is.
Oh, gosh. Right, OK, great.
Oh, my goodness me. Three counters. Drop zone 4.
Yes, please.
Light it up, please. OK. Now then, we can see just sort of what sort of shift we've got to get on it.
Mm.
There you go.
OK.
Shift all these out of the way. There's a mystery counter there. Lovely stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Nice start. Five counters across the tipping point, £250 goes in. So we're up to £1,850. A little movement on that jackpot counter as well. Two to go.
Mm-hmm. Drop zone 4 again, please.
Light it up, please. Yep, okay.
Again. Nice. Yep.
Let's shift that out of the way. Good.
Jackpot counter didn't move.
No, it didn't, but you had to get it out of the way, so it's got to run. We're going to get all those out. We've got one more to go. Drop zone 4 again?
Yes.
Fire up. That might not be bad as well. Let's see what happens. There you go. Go on, missus. Very nice. Emily, that's another five counters into the win zone. Another £250, up to £2,100. Let's go back to the categories.
I think flags are going to be quite difficult. I'm not great at flags. I'm good at geography, but not great at flags.
Right.
So I'm going to go for that one next. I'm going to go for... I'll go for three counters again, please.
Flags for three counters, please. The national flag of which of these countries does not feature horizontal stripes? Germany, the Netherlands or Italy?
I'm pretty sure I know what the Italian flag looks like.
Which looks like what?
Vertical stripes. Germany, I know it's horizontal. Netherlands, I don't know what the flag looks like. I'm guessing it's horizontal because I think the answer is Italy.
Should we like Italy?
Yes, please.
OK, give me Italy, please. The vertical one we're looking for. Is the answer Italy? Yes! Well
Thank
done.
You.
Well done.
OK.
OK, so three counters. Let's just get that jackpot down, yeah?
OK, yep.
Drop zone 4?
Yes, please.
Light it up, please. What do you think? Just slide past it.
I preferred it to the left, but...
A little nudge.
Yeah. OK.
That's one in, so £50 across the tipping point. £2,150. Two to go.
Number 4 again, please.
Drop zone 4, please. There you go.
Oh, yeah, yep, that's good.
Go on now, go on now. Now get off it, yeah. Get off it.
Okay.
Okay. Another £50 across the tipping point. Let's add that in. Up to £2,200. One more to put in.
Drop zone four again, please.
Fire up, please. Another nice drop.
Yep.
Let's get that black counter over. Come on now.
Okay.
Now slide right behind that jackpot counter. There we go.
Yeah, didn't move much.
Well, at least it's flat now, so yeah. We can get at it. Albeit on top of the other two, and you've got a heavy bottom shelf, so there's a lot of money going to drop, and that mystery counter there as well.
Yep.
Okay, let's go back to the categories.
I'm going to go for food and drink now. I like eating, I like drinking. So I'm going to do... I'll go for three counters again, please.
Food and drink for three counters this time, please. Which cooking method refers to the process of blanching food? Frying, boiling, or roasting?
Boiling. Please.
Boiling?
Yeah.
Should we light it up?
Yes, please.
We're going to light up boiling, please. Is blanching boiling? Yes, it is.
Thank you.
Well done. Three counters. Drop zone four.
Drop zone four, please.
Fire up drop zone four, please.
Wanted it a bit more in the middle.
Yeah, good done. Let's get that black counter over. Go on. Couple, you might get a shove here.
Yeah.
Lovely. Oh. That's eight counters across the tipping point. Lovely drop, £400. The money storms up, £2,600, and you've got yourself a mystery prize, which is an indoor skydiving experience courtesy of Air Kicks.
Okay, great.
Okay, £2,600. That was your first one. Two more to go.
Number four again, please.
Drop number four, please.
Go.
See if we can get that shift on that black one there.
Okay.
It's all moving a little bit laterally as well, which is nice.
Going.
There you go. Look, you're getting a shove. Mm. One more to go.
Yep, drop zone four, please.
Line up drop zone four, please. First time it's gone that far off, hasn't it?
Too far over.
See what happens on this drop.
Okay.
See, you watch this bit of lateral here as well. A little nudge.
Hardly moved.
One more across the tipping point, so we go up to £2,650. Jackpot counter. Got a little bit of movement. We need a few more right behind it. Let's go back to the categories.
I'm going to go for literature. Don't get much time to read. Two small children, but I'll try my luck with this one.
OK, how many counters?
I'm going to go for three again.
Yeah, it's worked so far, hasn't it?
Yeah.
Literature for three counters, please. Which of these literary doctors was created by author Hugh Lofting? Dr. Doolittle, Dr. Jekyll, or Dr. No?
Never heard of the author.
Have you heard of any of those authors?
Well, yes, Dr. No is, I think, with James Bond. It's either Dr. Jekyll or Dr. Doolittle, so I'm going to say Dr. Jekyll.
Should we go with Dr. Jekyll?
Yes.
We're going to light up Dr. Jekyll, please. Is the answer Dr. Jekyll? Oh. Robert Louis Stevenson did that, Jekyll and Hyde.
Right.
Dr. Doolittle. OK, not to worry. Let's go back to the categories. Human body and television.
I'm going to go for human body. And I'm going to go for three counters, please.
We'll have a human body question for three counters, please. An osteologist studies which part of the human body? Skin, muscles or bones?
OK. Well, I know an osteopath is to do with your back, etc., which is... in turn, I suppose, to do with your bones. Yeah, I'm going to go for bones because I can't think it's be the other two.
Should we light up bones?
Yes, please.
We're going with bones, please. Let's find out. Is an osteologist somebody who studies bones? Yes.
Oh, good. Excellent.
OK, so three counters.
Yeah.
Come on now.
Drop zone four, please.
Fire up, please. Black counter's just waiting to drop for us, Emily. Just not that one.
Oh, dear, no.
A bit further over the other way.
Well. OK.
Where's that going to go? That's two across the tipping point, so that's £100, £2,750. Two more to put in.
Mm-hmm. Drop zone four, please.
Fire up, please.
Not again.
It's hanging that side a little bit too much, aren't they? Let's have to split them at least. Okay.
No.
That's another three across the tipping point. Another £150. The money's up to £2,900. Very nice. We still want to get one behind that jackpot counter. One more to go.
Yeah, drop zone four, please.
Light it up. There.
Yeah, that's better.
Right, let's get either one of those black ones over. Come on.
One.
Ooh. Come towards us this way a bit, this way a bit more.
Move again.
There's three more to add in, Emily. Another £150, so we're over £3,000, which is very nice indeed, £3,050. Yeah. Just got a little bit stubborn, that jackpot counter.
Yes, it is.
We've got one more category, television.
Yes. I'll go for three, please. Yes.
Yeah, come on now. Is that a television question for three counters? In which US cartoon is the Treehouse of Horror a Halloween special? The Simpsons, the Flintstones, the Jetsons? Do you watch any of those?
No. Jetsons is about aeroplanes, I think. Maybe that's why it's got jetting it. Flintstones, it's not going to be Flintstones, so I think that it's going to have to be Simpsons, although I've never watched it.
Should we light up the Simpsons then?
Yes, please.
Okay, we're going to go with Simpsons, please. Treehouse of Horror. Was that a Simpsons Halloween special? Yes, it was.
Gosh.
Brilliant one as well. Right, come on now. Three counters.
I think we're going to have to go to four still.
Light up drop zone four, please. Get over. I wonder. It might. Wow. You know what? It might go for that silver one. Now. It's all right. We need them lined up. We get two over. One more across the tipping point. So let's add in another £50, up to £3,100. OK, two to go.
OK, drop zone four, please.
Fire up, please.
OK.
That's more like it. Come on now. Come on now. Be good. Just come straight at it.
Yeah.
Don't be shy.
Ooh.
There we go. Yes. Okay.
Lots of counters.
That's another five across the tipping point. Another £250. We're up to £3,350. Got one counter to go now, Emily.
I'll go for four again, please.
Fire up drop zone four, please. In the middle. Behind that silver counter. There.
Oh, yeah, perfect.
Right, come on now. Needs a decent shove. Get up. Yep. Come on now, Emily.
Come on.
Go on now.
Ooh,
go!
Close, really close. Oh, dear.
Go! Emily, we're out of questions, we're out of categories. Yep. You've got yourself £3,350. The jackpot counter is sitting on the tipping point.
Yeah.
But it's not over. I'm going to give you one more chance to leave today with £10,000. As things stand, you've got £3,350. You can walk away with that money right now. Or you can trade it for three final counters to put in the machine in the hope of winning the jackpot. Emily, if you decide to take the trade, nothing else in the machine will have any value whatsoever. You'll leave with £10,000, or you'll leave with nothing at all.
Okay.
Do you think three counters will be enough?
I came with nothing, so I'm happy to take the risk and trade it.
I'm going to ask you one last time. Would you like to take the money, or would you like to take the trade?
I will take the trade.
He's going to take the trade. Right, the money's gone.
Yeah.
You've given that to me, and in return, I'm going to give you three counters.
Yeah.
Three chances to leave with £10,000. OK, Emily?
Yeah.
Fingers crossed now, we all desperately want you to do this. Drop zone four?
Yes, please.
Light it up. This is the first of our trade counters. Is this going to win us £10,000?
Oh.
Sit down, settle.
Yeah.
Just settle. That could be absolutely on the money.
Oh, gosh, no.
You landed that. It's just slid away from us. Okay, so we know we've got to go.
Four, please.
Drop zone four, please. Come on now, machine, you be good. There again.
Ooh, no.
Can we even a bit of lateral on that silver counter? Come on, you lateral little. Come on. Is this our £10,000?
Oh! Gosh, so close. I've only got one left.
So you had £3,500. Got one trade counter left. Fingers crossed, Emily.
Yeah. Four, please.
Light up drop zone four, please. Got to go right behind that silver counter. Come on now. It's not going to take much. Oh, is that? I can't.
No.
I don't think it's going to do it.
Oh, well.
Emily. Emily. I'm so sorry.
No.
That means.
Yep.
That you leave with nothing. Oh, I'm devastated for you. You played such a great game. The one thing we just couldn't get for you, and it's fractions away. I'm so sorry, Emily. Have you enjoyed yourself?
Absolutely, yeah. Great, thank
you. Great stuff. Well, we've loved having you. And look, you're not going away completely empty-handed because, of course, you've got your skydiving, your indoor skydiving experience. Emily, very well done.
Thank you.
Goodness me, how close and yet how far. Emily took the trade. She lost all her money. She goes home. And we keep the jackpot counter. Join us next time in the fate of four more players. We're hanging the balance on Tipping Point. Goodbye.